From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. It's being called the biggest demonstrations in France's history as millions of people marched around the country protesting the recent terror attacks. Leaders from more than 40 nations, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, took part in a solemn procession. 17 people died in the attacks, including 4 hostages killed at a kosher market in Paris. Earlier, Netanyahu spoke at a central Paris synagogue, here through an interpreter.
France, it's important. I'd like to express my condolences to all the families of the journalists who were killed, all these innocent people who were killed just carrying out their everyday lives, their everyday duties.
France's president joined Netanyahu at the synagogue as French officials try to assure the country's Jewish population it's safe to live there. Thomas Dressler was outside the synagogue in an overflow crowd.
For the Jewish community of France, it is another tragedy, one more tragedy after the shooting of a Jewish school.
At the synagogue, 17 candles were lit, one for each victim of last week's attacks. The European Union plans to tighten its borders and increase data sharing between its 28 governments in intensified counterterrorism cooperation after that attack in Paris. Terry Schultz reports EU leaders want to collect private information on all air travelers in Europe, but so far haven't convinced the European Parliament to support the measure.
Under pressure to take new counterterrorism measures, European Council President Donald Tusk says he'll ask Parliament to reconsider its opposition to the so-called passenger name record initiative that would collect data on all air travelers in the EU. European lawmakers earlier vetoed the initiative, citing privacy concerns. German parliamentarian Jan-Philipp Albrecht opposes broad data collection, insisting it actually hinders counterterrorism efforts.
It diverts our view away from the collection and analysis of specific data of suspicious people.
11 EU interior ministers meeting in Paris Sunday agreed freedom of movement could be curtailed inside the bloc on occasion to try to stop citizens from joining jihadi movements in Iraq and Syria. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the military superiority the U.S. enjoys doesn't extend to the cyber world.
We don't have an advantage. It's a level playing field, and that makes this chairman very uncomfortable.
General Martin Dempsey on Fox News Sunday says attacks like the one on Sony Pictures are incredibly disruptive.
It can destroy hardware. It can disable critical infrastructure, which could lead to loss of life. And I think those capabilities are out there.
The United States has linked the Sony hacking to North Korea. At the 72nd annual Golden Globes in Beverly Hills, California tonight, J.K. Simmons won Best Supporting Actor in a Film for Whiplash. Joanne Froggatt was named Best Supporting Actress. This is NPR. In Sri Lanka, the new government says it will investigate an alleged coup by the country's ex-president. The country's former leader is being accused of trying to deploy the military after a ballot count showed he would lose the election. The BBC's Navrish Kosik reports.
Mahinda Rajapakse was widely praised for admitting defeat and promising a smooth transition of power to Maithripala Sirisena, who surprised many observers by his victory. But a spokesman for the new government says the transition wasn't that peaceful because the former president tried unsuccessfully to cling on to power by force. But security forces refused to oblige him. He said the first thing the new cabinet would do is to investigate the attempted coup by Mr. Rajapakse.
The BBC's Navrish Kosik reporting. The price for a gallon of gas is falling down 27 cents in the past 3 weeks. It's according to the Lundberg survey, which found the average price is now at $2.20. It's the lowest price in 5 years. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says lower crude oil prices are driving those costs down, along with a strong oil supply.
It's never possible to say what crude oil prices will do, but it seems likely that we may have a bit more price slippage at the pump, but it would not be at this magnitude.
San Francisco had the highest gas price in the survey at $2.66 a gallon. Albuquerque had the lowest at $1.76 a gallon. Meanwhile, crude oil prices are trading lower in overnight Asian trading, down about 42 cents right now at $47.92 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.